Thank you, distinguished CD President. Noroz Mubarak to everybody who is celebrating, and thank you for the lovely gifts of pistachios to all the delegations. We would also like to join others in thanking the distinguished panelists for very useful presentations and their interventions on the broader rubric of disarmament, and in particular on the issues and challenges related to the disarmament verification. We found these interventions very helpful. We had a couple of questions, and I think some of them have already been raised. For instance, one by the distinguished delegate of Australia in terms of what would transparency look like as we reach closer to global zero, as the strategic value of the remaining stockpiles increase when further reductions are made. So that question has already been asked. But I have another question, and Mr. Tariq Rauf mentioned in his presentation some of the initiatives of the past that had been taken. For instance, the plutonium management and disposition agreement, the trilateral initiative as well. We understand that IEA had a certain role in the trilateral initiative, for instance, as well. But under this PMDA and trilateral initiative, were actual monitoring and inspections carried out by the IEA itself? And if not, then what is the best way to address the issue of stockpiles that are outside safeguards if an agreement is reached either bilaterally or regionally or multilateral agreement to reduce those stockpiles? What would oversight look like? So we have heard about, of course, today the disassembly, the dismantling of warheads. But here specifically, my question is related to the non-weaponized fissile material that is outside. So what is the best way? And if IEA inspectors have no prior experience on the nuclear fuel cycle on the military side or these material, can they still use the techniques that they usually follow in case of civilian nuclear fuel cycle for CSAs and APs to implement their expertise to handle, not only just to carry out the safeguard techniques on that material, but also to oversee the reductions of those material, whether it's blending down of plutonium, whether it's conversion of plutonium into MOX or some other categories? What could be the most reasonable options on that pathway? Thank you.